Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Joe at therealside.com. If you want to send me an email, Joe at therealside.com. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you, come on, be honest about it. You're part of the problem, right? Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Can you really trust the legal system anymore? I mean, what we've seen going down the last, well, months, actually. Not a little bit here and there, but I mean actually months. And you got to stop and wonder, who's going to protect us? I don't like that. I have to look at it sometimes and I'm scratching my head thinking that this should have been a no-brainer. Some of these things that are coming down the pike at us. You know, I don't know if you heard, but Amazon got sued because somebody who tested positive for dope, marijuana, felt that he lived in a state where it was legal, so it shouldn't be a problem. But you can't go to work drunk, even though alcohol is legal for certain ages in every state, right? Should be the same thing for dope. You shouldn't be allowed to go to work high. It's dangerous, right? Come on, you old folks, you old farts. You know. Some of you smoked dope when you were younger. I mean, really, were you ready to handle heavy equipment at that point? And now it's that much more potent, that much stronger for you. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot going on up there. You know, sign up for the newsletter. That would be nice. You know, we only put one out a week. Not like I put them out every day. Have you been following all the BLM garbage that's going on? I'm going to hit more of this in the next hour, but I mean, my God, you look at what's happening out there. What we, they, usins are falling for. It's just amazing. You know, a story that I touched on, you're starting to see it happen all across the country. Now, do you recall me talking about the Berkeley School Board who voted, these guys are amazing, to to defund the police, right? I keep wanting to say abolish because now I'm hearing, I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing more and more some of these groups saying they want to abolish the police. What I think they should do is abolish the police in their home, where their home is, in a neighborhood. And once they do that, then they can decide after a couple of months how that works out for them, right? So when it comes to the Berkeley School Board, in their latest meal of crow, we learned that defund the police is a fiction, ultimately. The school board had been studying the possibility of removing one uniform armed police officer. Now, in California, they're called SROs, SRO, School Resource Officer. They were going to take them off two campuses. And that's usually true, too. They're shared between two schools. The anti-police crowd, they wanted them gone. We don't need them. They feel that SROs, these officers, in the urban areas, or I should say, in the downtown areas especially, they have a problem with because the kids don't see, or they, as they put it, certain groups don't see them as a positive thing. Isn't that cool? See, I wonder who they're talking about. Now, in the usual move, the board established a committee to evaluate the matter, parents, students, and the school administrator, because they were so sure that the parents would be on their side, the kids would be on their side. Ah. But the committee, made up of students, administrators, parents, and other community members, they recommended that the district expand the role of the SRO to include more mentorship responsibilities. Wait a minute. That can't be right. Something's wrong there. Really, seriously. I mean, don't most inner-city parents, they don't want to see cops around, right? They definitely don't want the cops on school campuses. Several committee members said that they had not expected to expand the SRO responsibilities, but came to believe that the SRO had a positive impact at Berkeley. The recommendation came as a surprise to many board members. Oh, my God, I can't believe they think like that. They hoped the committee would imagine school safety without, or as they say, reimagine, without an armed police officer stationed on campus. Now, you got to learn how to look at things sometimes and see the wind, see how crazy some of these things are. You look at the rampant crime in every major city right now. Crime is up across the country. Probably Trump's fault. I just haven't looked into it. But crime up, the most natural thing you could possibly want to do is defund the police department, right? Because, see, it's the criminals that are mad, so they're committing more crimes because his cops are still here. I can't have, I'm sorry, I can't have it make sense. In Portland, violent crimes are up 800%. They voted the same people in. Isn't that cool? Police either quit responding or preferred to stay out of prison for doing their jobs. That's really what's happening. Why would they? They are scrutinized for every move they make. So why bother, if you would? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a little bit. Brad Dinkus joins us after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to Real Fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, people. Right? You really got to be part of, you know, the solution. The way that happens is you get informed, then you engage. Do not get engaged and then go get informed and then have to backtrack on something you said or clarify or clean up. Really not cool. Anyway, let me bring him on. I always have a good time when he's on with us. We've got so much going on, so much we need to know about. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always love when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so let me, you know, people, I want you to know something. He is Johnny on the spot because I never tell him what we're going to talk about. Because the legal stuff changes on a minute-to-minute, moment-by-moment basis. So I don't know if you heard about this, Brad, or you're probably aware that more and more we're seeing, you know, the drag queens being brought into the schools to teach the kids. I do not understand yet what that is all about. I really can't wrap my mind around it. In New York right now, they're bringing in a first graders. What they're calling is a porn literacy book. It's sex education by cartoon, where the kids are actually talking about sex and what have you. I mean, at what point does this become suit time? At what point do we bring these districts to their knees for teaching this stuff? Now, here's what I'm... Some of you who get easily offended, you may want to mute your radio for a second. Okay? Now, the parents at this elite prep school in New York were upset to find out the first graders were assigned video produced by a porn literacy educator. After complaining to the school, the administrator's adult school in the fall, parents were told that they misinterpreted Justin Ng's sex education lessons. The post says the video intended for six-year-olds shows a little boy talking about how touching themselves for pleasure is cool. A little boy says, sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good. A little girl says, sometimes when I'm in my bath or when mom puts me to bed, I like to touch me too. This is, people, this is what they're teaching your first graders. Can we stop this, Brad?
Yes, if the proper legislation in the state is enacted, and in order to do that, you've got to elect legislators that are pro-parent. And that's usually conservatives, not liberals, who are, you know, sold out to the teachers' union. So if you don't have that in the state, you need to get involved and get people elected to state legislature that will adopt pro-parent legislation that would require, i.e., prior notice, parental opt-in, not just opt-out. And then parents can also download the customized opt-out forms that we've created at pji.org. We've created these for to help parents in all 50 states. They're customized for each state. And that could be helpful, too. But then thirdly, parents can reconsider where they're living and think seriously about moving to another state, another city, another school district. Unfortunately, I had a long conversation with a family today, and that's what they're seriously thinking about doing. Not just, you know, saying, oh, we ought to leave the state, but no, I mean, seriously planning and making a decision on whether they should move to another state and have another curriculum program. And I just told them, I said, Joe, well, yeah, you can move to another state, and you may have a place with a more conservative culture, but you have to monitor the internet. You also have to still monitor the kids' education, particularly if they're at a government school or public school, even in a private school. So it's moving is not the end all. It's, you know, but it is something many people are looking into because of the serious challenges like this.
Well, even that though, seriously, when you talk about what's going on with that, and to your point in moving them, it doesn't fix everything because, you know, and the thing that irritates me is many parents will call me even in my district and say, you know, are they bringing sports back? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? And if we don't bring back sports, guess what happens? They leave. But when it comes to sex ed, it's okay. It drives me out of my mind. It really it makes me crazy, Brad.
Yeah, it's really shocking. And what you just shared was so minor compared to the actual curriculum mandates, the California Healthy Youth Act, for example, and that's coming in on the radical sexuality all the way down to the kindergarten level. It is outrageous, unbelievable, you know, and the people that are being brought into the classroom as living examples of this sexuality, it's just not appropriate. You know, public schools need to be sensitive to the whole public. They need to veer away from anything that is going to, isolate one family or another family or their values. They need to stick with what they're there for, which is to maintain the trust by teaching academics, preparing the children for learning and maybe going to college someday. That's that's being breached when this kind of radical stuff comes into the classrooms. And, of course, we have the new ethnic sensitivity curriculum, which is going to have the children, reciting chants to the Aztec god and other gods in the classroom, in public schools. And needless to say, we're already sharpening our blades for litigation should that be implemented the way we expect it to.
Can we look at, if you look at what our public schools were instituted to do, you read what our founding fathers said about public education, they are so far away from where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, right?
I mean, heck, Bibles, you'd be taught out of the Bible, yet now you can't be taught out of the Bible, but you can be taught how to have sex in the first grade. Anyhow. Our founding fathers would be going, really? Is that what you interpreted, people? But do you look at this? Is there no legal remedy across the board at some point in time to take this kind of teaching away from our kids, to take away from the schools, get them back to what it was originally intended to be?
Oh, yes. There can be legislation enacted. That's very broad, sweeping legislation for respecting parents' rights, requiring parents to opt in, for example, on all sex education or sexuality materials. And they could, decide to, elect school board members who, are reflective of their values and their considerations and are not beholden to the teachers' union, aren't just puppets of the teachers' union. I'd say... I'd like to see your opinion on this, Joe, but I would say probably 90%, this is my guess, I'd like to see what you think, but 90% of the school board members in the United States, particularly in union states, are those chosen by the unions and are beholden to the unions. And that's not a public school. That's a union puppet school, a government institutional school. And that's unfortunately another problem we have with our public schools.
Yeah, I have seen, I would agree with you. Your number might be a tad high, but I agree with you because I saw in my own area and some other areas around me how the union got extremely involved in the last couple of elections and replaced good, strong people on the boards. Joe Pizzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their cases to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was widely expected to end the program. And President Biden will meet with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito on Wednesday as the two sides continue to try to hammer out a compromise on an infrastructure spending bill. Capito said over the weekend that she's hopeful for an agreement on the bill, but the White House says that time is running out for a compromise. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday that the administration wants to see a clear direction on advancing the bill by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Let me bring him in. Brad Dacus joins me with the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, great organization that you founded. Why don't you tell people about it? Let them see how they can get involved and what have you.
Yeah, if people really want to know what's going on, we have a great resource at Pacific Justice Institute called our Legal Insider. It's a weekly update on our cases. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization. And we have more offices across the United States, coast to coast, than any other comparable organization in the country, bar none. We do all our work without charge. And our biggest point of distinction is that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. Joe, as you know, we work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets help when it comes to, without charge, when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. And that's what we do, and we have so many. We have over 50 cases in active litigation right now as I speak, and with new ones brewing. And and we've had incredible success. We had a wonderful Supreme Court victory this year, challenging Governor Gavin Newsom and his mistreatment of churches and Santa Clara County's policies closing churches. It was a fantastic victory, and to defeat them. And was so it, if you
let me interrupt you though, Brad. That one cost the state money, did it not?
Well, it will when we're done with the full case on the full merits. But yes, it's racking up right, as we speak, the bills and try. So yeah, no, we'll make them there'll be a price to pay for what they're doing. And I know they're paying out off from another lawsuit that they lost. So it's real important to hold them accountable. And that's what we do at Pacific Justice. We're very aggressive, but we're also very tactical and strategic. And that's why we have such a very high success rate in our litigation. I'm just really grateful for the team of attorneys. We have 13 offices across the country right now, and we just opened the latest one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and last month it was Cincinnati, Ohio. So we're really spreading all across the country. Miami, Michigan,
you're
everywhere.
Needed. You know?
Yeah.
When you see what's going down, you see what's happening on a regular basis, you're needed. And I keep telling people, we need organizations like yours. We need people like you that are on it, that are willing to fight it, even the uncomfortable stuff. It's just getting crazy, you know?
Yeah. It really is. And we need to, and we're committed not just to take, like to say, the high-profile cases. We will appear there at school board meetings anywhere in the country, board of supervisors meetings, you know, city council meetings, state legislatures. We'll do that. And because we want, I don't want there to be any place that is a safe zone for ultra-leftist tyranny. And that is what we're trying to accomplish, to make sure those safe zones don't exist and don't go unchallenged.
Well, I don't know. This is getting crazier and crazier as the days go on. All right. Let's talk about this women's sports thing that's going to go across the country, which is they're going to try to force us, especially here in California, to allow humans that were born as men to participate in female sports. It's not right, is it?
No, it really isn't. And the real culprits here are not those students who have gender identity dysphoria, who are legitimately confused. They need love and compassion. They are hurting. They're high suicide rate, high depression. They're not the culprits. They think that, you know, yeah, I'm a female. I want to be in the female sports. The culprits are those institutions that know better, like the teachers' unions and the liberal politicians on the far left that are trying to reshape society and tear down every institution of decency and equality, true equality and true civil rights. So we're trying to redefine the whole term of civil rights when they say that they want to allow a biological male who has had an entire, you know, 15, 20 years to develop the muscle structure and on the male bone structure with 10 times the testosterone. They want to allow this person to compete against women, females, just because they claim to have gender identity dysphoria. It's illogical. It's like the emperor has no clothes doctrine. It's like we're all supposed to pretend that what we're looking at here is a female. We all know it's not a female. We know it doesn't function as a female, but we're supposed to treat it like a female and let it deprive our young women the rights they have under Title X, under the Civil Rights Act in 1972. It was created so they could have equal opportunity to compete in sports, and now they're taking that away. And that's why we're going state to state. Ray Hackey, our attorney out of Oregon, Salem, Oregon, he has been testifying at legislatures across the country. Recently, he was in Wisconsin this last week testifying, and we're hopeful that they will adopt these bills that we've been putting out that would protect females from having to be booted off teams or not having to compete with wrestling, for example, with a big biological male.
Yeah, I don't get how anybody with two brain cells to rub together is sitting there and think this makes sense. I'll tell you, the thing that bothers me the most, though, frankly, is on the girls' sports side. You know, these girls have, like the boys have in their own areas, you know, they mom and dad have gotten up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning to drive them to meets and practices, things like that that they have to do early. They've been practicing for their stuff all their lives because eventually they knew when they got into high school they could win some scholarships with it and that kind of thing. And here they get into high school and all of a sudden they're going to be beat down by a guy, for all intents and purposes, to your point, the anatomy of a male.
Right.
Now they're screaming that they shouldn't be penalized because they were born in the wrong body. That's
right.
What you hear from the other side.
Yeah, and genetically, every cell in your body is unanimous as to what your gender is. It's not like there's even 1% that disagree.
They're not arguing the point, yeah.
Every single cell in your body knows exactly what your gender is, all the way down to the DNA. And these girls who are, you know, they're born female, they all have that all in common, and they have the bone structure of a female, the hormonal structure of a female, the brain of a female, not the brain of a male. I mean, they're so different, and if this was just hypothetical, you know, it would be one thing. Like, well, maybe hypothetically, chuckle, chuckle. No, no, this is already happening.
Yeah.
It made the news. Some girls are really angry, upset. I think they're out of Massachusetts. They were in the wrestling female wrestling competition for college scholarships. And guess who won?
Gee, I couldn't even imagine who won.
Yeah, it was a Bubba. It was a big guy. He goes in there and just smashes the girls. And then they protest. They say, this is not right. And then they're attacked as being hate mongers because they wanted a fair and equal opportunity competition for females. It is so twisted. It's not even logical. There's no logic to this, to what they're advocating. And I just hope that there was one episode of South Coast or South. What's it called?
South Park.
Yes, thank you, South Park. I don't watch it hardly at all, but they had one episode where it was a girl, you know, in a liberal family, and she was going to compete. And turns out she was competing in wrestling with this big guy, male. And the family was all trying to go, okay, well, it's all about fairness, and we'll let him compete, and that's who he says he is. And finally, at the end, the father and mother just blow up and say, this is a bunch of baloney. Who are we deceiving ourselves? This isn't a woman. This is... I think that's really how it is deep down. Even I think liberal parents are deep down think, they know it. They know it's just a bunch of baloney.
I've had liberal parents approach me as a school board member and tell me, or ask me, you're not going to let this happen, are you? I go, hey, these are your people up north that are doing this. These are your people in Sacramento that are making these rules. We don't have the power to necessarily stop it. Now, I know that individual districts are suing and things like that are going down, and I have a funny feeling that that's the direction we may have to head in, but we are well known in our area. I don't want to give it away, but we are well known for how many kids go on to actually sports teams, you know, major league teams from here. They get scholarships at colleges that allow them to go on as well. So it is a big deal. It will come to a head here, I would imagine.
So. Yes, I think it will, and I think it will go to the Supreme Court. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we're dealing with this issue on several fronts. So the latest case we've got actually is dealing with a Christian-owned Korean spa. And this is an incredible case. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, we got to talk about that after the break because that sounds like it would be great. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That would be such a Joe thing to say. Joe, I'm your host. Listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing some great things across the country. Go to PJI.org, PJI.org. Brad, you were just about to get ready to tell us about another one of these issues. What do you want to call it? A gender dysphoria issue or whatever that has to do with a Korean spa? You there? It helps when I hit the button properly. I said you were just gonna tell us about the Korean spa issue.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yes. This it's an interesting case. That we have at Pacific Justice Institute defending a Christian-owned Korean spa. So people may not be aware of this. It's up in Seattle, and the Korean spas are different in that you basically wear no clothes at all. So the men are in one section, the women are in the other section. So they each have their own jacuzzis.
They don't wear any clothes in the spa.
Yeah, no clothes at all. They have a little towel you can use to sit on. In the steam room or the sauna or, you know, the salt room, and so that's how they function. It's you know, you go there, you sweat, and it's just, you know, they have showers, and it's just, that's how it works. But they keep them totally separate because there is no clothing with the exception of a little cloth that you sit on when you go into different things. So it's very different than the traditional American spa. And this is very cultural. It's very normative for Korea. And there's Korean spas throughout the United States. Well, this is a business that's been there, and a man comes in, a biological man, and he says, I feel like I'm a woman. I see myself as a woman. I am going to go into the woman's spa and not the men's. And he's 100% biological male, has all the male body parts. Okay, this is, you know, not up for debate. And they said, no, that violates our faith, our convictions, our policies. You cannot do that. You have to go on the men's side. You're male. He goes, no, I see myself as a female. This violates my rights. And so the Human Rights Commission for the state of Washington is filed a lawsuit on his behalf against this Korean, Christian-owned Korean spa. And we at Pacific Justice are defending this, saying, you know, it's not reasonable. I don't call a woman a bigot and hate-filled simply because she doesn't want to be naked in a jacuzzi sitting next to a naked man that's not her husband. I think a woman's very reasonable about that not being comfortable, to say the least, or to be visually violated continually as she goes into the, you know, the sauna or something. So that's a real case, and I think it's a classic case to go to the Supreme Court, and we at Pacific Justice are taking it very, very seriously.
Yeah, they're gonna have a real problem with this when they get down to this, because they've been screaming at us for years that we have to adhere to science, we have to adhere to biology, we have to adhere to all these things, especially as Christians they pound on us. Now they're coming into the courtroom, or they're coming in and saying, look, we don't care what biology says. We don't care what God/Mother Nature says. We don't care what the reality of what this person has. We only care with what they think. How are they going to fight that in court from a non-scientific standpoint?
Yeah, they really can't.
If you were their defense attorney, what would you be fighting? How could you fight this?
Yeah, it's really not ideological. And most, like, for example, like most men who have gender identity dysphoria, who see themselves as a female, are still turned on by women. So it's like, why would they? Because so they have this identity thing, but if they're basically turned on by women, they should say, well, I'll be on the male side here. It just does not make sense.
You can't spin it. There's no way
you can't spin it. You really can't. And I actually tried. I thought, I want to understand the other side. I want to understand what legitimate argument they have to, and it's just not there. And I'm thinking, you know, I mean, how much of Washington State is smoking pot? I'm trying to come up with answers. There's got to be a spiritual dimension to it. I'm not going to go down that road, but it's just not logical.
I don't have a problem with that when you talk about that kind of stuff. I mean, seriously, this has got to the point of good versus evil. It really has,
yeah.
and you can't deny it. You can't deny that you know what? I wonder how many of these libs would feel really good if their son or daughter, their daughter has been, you know, maybe she's in the wrestling team, right, the girls' wrestling team, and she has been just practicing and working out and, you know, eating right and doing everything she needs to do to build her muscle strength and what have you. And then she gets in the ring with a guy, for all intents and purposes, a male, and he just trashes her, maybe breaks a cheek. We've seen it. We've seen stories where, you know, the eye socket is busted or the cheekbones are busted or what have you because of how hard they've been slammed to the ground or how strong the person they're up against is. I wonder how that liberal will feel then when their daughter's dreams are shattered. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and also there's a degree of feeling of being violated in a way. When you have that kind of a contact sport with a man and a woman, you know, there it's not like you've got, a certain kind of armor to protect you and your private parts from being touched in that kind of a competition. And then like polo is another, water polo. There was a high school near where I live, a public high school, of course, and there was a female, and she says, I see myself as a boy. I want to change in the boys' locker room. I want to be on the boys' polo team. And she was no doubt sincere in her self-perception, and she needed what she needed was counseling and proper support to work through her issues as to why she felt so compelled to distance herself from her female identity. But instead, so she's doing water polo. And water polo is a very contact-intensive sport. So that's just another example. So you have inequality, but you also have some other underlying factors like privacy and those kind of feelings that really cannot be ignored for the purpose of the healthy development of our youth.
So the question I get a lot now when you're on the show is vaccine, forcing vaccines. And we're seeing that some outlets, some stores are going to require employees to have vaccinations before they can come to work there and that kind of stuff. So I'm looking at all this saying, at what point in time does it become where you're infringing on my beliefs, my religious rights, my whatever rights, and how far can they go with this?
It's interesting. We at Pacific Dust, we had our Zoom call, and now we're going to be releasing probably at the end of this week to everyone that signs up for our Legal Insider newsletter a very detailed document on the rights to stand up to vaccine mandates by the government, by the private sector, by schools, universities, and basically what the defenses are for people who are just saying, look, I don't want this. And, for example, it looks like if the FDA signs off on this vaccine as no longer an emergency vaccine but approved, we know every college and university from the junior college all the way up to UCLA and all of them are going to require students to be vaccinated, even though scientifically it's not critical, it's not necessary for them to be vaccinated. Their risk level is about the same as the flu, as if they had the regular flu. And then we're looking at the threat of possibly the states carrying that over to all the public schools, but also possibly to the private schools. We could see a huge exodus, number one, for parents taking their kids out of government schools and government colleges, going to the private sector. And then if they push this on private colleges and private high schools and elementary schools, I think we're going to see, first off, we'll be challenging that, of course, but we'll see a lot of parents and people leaving the state of California in a much higher velocity than we're seeing it now,
yes.
Putting this state in a terrible economic downward spiral that is going to be very difficult for them to recover from in the future. So it's very serious. So that's why we're coming out with this. We want to empower parents, teachers, business owners, everyone, churches, on what their rights are to stand up to these kind of outrageous mandates that we see hanging in the balance pending the FDA approval of the vaccine as totally approved.
I'm amazed at how many people are petrified of taking this shot. And I think I saw something recently about it was well over 40% of healthcare workers are not opting to take the shot. They are not willing to take it, nor do they want it. What
right.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells me that I don't think I want a vaccine. And here's another problem, Joe, is people like myself that have had COVID, okay? I had it back in March. It hit hard. It was not fun. But I've had it. I've got the antibodies, like, all over my body. I've got these solid antibodies, much better than a vaccine. And they still want me to get a vaccine. That's the agenda. It's outrageous.
Crazy people. And we didn't hit on, but we should hit on at some point in time, is what are they called? Vaccine passports. That's going to be a tricky one. All right. PJI.org if they want more information. PJI.org. Brad, thanks so much for being with me. Got a lot more coming up next hour, people. A lot of BLM conversation. Be ready for it.